Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Divine Downloads podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Overton. And per usual, I'm ecstatic to share some more magic with you today. Today, I do have a nurse on the show. I have Dominique Fontaine. Dominique is the founder and CEO of Sage Integrative Wellness, LLC. She is a holistic nurse educator. I like to say edumacator because that's fun. Integrative health and wellness workshop facilitator and speaker. She is a board certified health and wellness nurse coach. She is a medicinal cannabis nurse consultant. And Dominique helps support nurses and individuals with physical and mental ailments and incorporating holistic practices and core values into their personal and professional lives. She is also a mentor for the American Holistic Nursing Credentialing Corporation. Now that is a lot of awesome. So Dominique, welcome to the broadcast, young lady.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You are so welcome. So we have a lot to unpack here because you have a lot of experience and both personal and professional. So I think it's so powerful for others to take a sneak peek behind the curtain, right? Like, I think today, you know, we get so addicted to seeing the quote highlight reel, right, on social media. So a lot of times when people are thinking about entrepreneurship or thinking about taking a leap or whatever it is, some big step, we tend to attach to, you know, oh, so-and-so is making six or seven figures. That sounds great. I want to step away from the bedside. And we don't see the dark nights of the soul. We don't see the struggle. We don't see that I'm just want to give up. So I love for people to share, you know, what's brought you to this place, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you, Elizabeth. You know, first off, when you just said like people don't see that darkness below, one of the most visualistic picture that I can share with you all is an iceberg. And people see that success at the top, you know, you see that iceberg, but then underneath, what you don't see is all that ice under below, where, you know, you see the struggles, the late nights of constantly staying up working to get things done, you know. So it's not just a success, it's everything. And so to shine that light is so important for people to know, like, it's not all bells and whistles and like super perfectness. No one's perfect. So I just want to point that out as well too, that was like something that I really resonated with when I saw a social media post about that. I thought that was like, yeah, that's a really good representation of what entrepreneurship is like. No one really talks about that.
Awesome. Another great, it sounds like you're a visual person too. So another, one of my favorite visuals is, you know, humans like to put stuff in linear formats. Mm-hmm. And there's really nothing linear. Like, time is not really a thing. And there's nothing linear about life, especially entrepreneurship. I love that line. It's like, it's so labile and erratic. It's like up and down, up and down, up and down. Like the life of an entrepreneur, there's nothing static or linear about it.
Oh my goodness. You're so right.
So let's start to dive into, you know, being a nurse, what, if you want to share what brought you into nursing, and then, you know, you didn't just become a nurse and then now you have a business and you're a facilitator and, you know, cannabis, you didn't start there. So tell us as much or little of your journey as you want to sort of paint the picture of us for us.
Sure. Well, I started off as a CNA in neuroscience, a certified nurse assistant. And I was in love, like, oh my God, this is what I wanted to do. I actually, in high school, started off with just a clinical rotation my junior and senior year of getting involved with health sciences. Got to shadow a nurse, an anesthetist, and got to shadow an anesthesiologist, and was like, wait, this is... I'm going to go that nurse and ethicist route, you know, where I'm being able to take care of more patients and not just like weave in and out, like, okay, yeah, you're doing okay. I'll check in later. You know, like I wanted that hands-on experience, that one-on-one interaction with patients where I could truly care and make a difference for them and with them. So I went on my CNA journey, started nursing school, and early on in my nursing career, like right after a year of being a new grad, I was so blessed to be introduced to holistic nursing. And I got involved, had most of my nursing experience in neuropsych, neuroscience, endocrinology, immunology throughout my career. But I really, really got lucky, or just blessings fell in my lap with having an interaction with an integrative nurse specialist at the hospital I was working with in the Southeast region at the time. And I just soaked it all in like a sponge and just learned so much from her. And I had opportunities to be able to work alongside her in the integrative and wellness department. And we got to do lots of things that when I look back 9 years later, I'm like, wow, I can't believe I got to get involved with all of those things. Like, we collaborated with a lot of our integrative language department, working with our cultural patients and their hospital experience. So the language barriers and being able to connect with them on just a holistic wellness aspect, looking at them for the whole person and understanding their unique experiences in the hospital. So collaborating with them and the chaplain services to be able to connect with them in a way that we could focus on healing and self-care and optimal healing environments. So that was really awesome to get involved in, because it was a new perspective for me. And it was like, wow, yes, this is the reason why I went into nursing. And it brought me back to like the days of pre-nursing school. Like, this is the type of care that I want to deliver. So then I really got involved during that time. Like, I was a huge athlete. I was involved in long distance running, competitive cheerleading. I love kayaking. I love lifting weights. And I love doing hiking with my dog. So I was really involved in sports nutrition. Holistic nutrition was always pretty much an interest to me. And at that time, I just was like, okay, all of my papers that I'm going to do for my RN to BSN is going to be with an integrative, holistic perspective. Like, just without a doubt, no questions. This is how I'm going to write everything. And it began to unfold and efold in my nursing career as a holistic nurse. My integrative nurse specialist, which is still to this day my holistic nurse mentor, and she actually introduced me to the American Holistic Nurses Association. I became a member, started looking at board certification to become a holistic nurse board certified, and then the explorer in me after I became board certified was like, all right, I had all this rich, rich experience as a holistic nurse. I'm going to go to California now and experience what it's like to have integrative medicine on the West Coast and travel nurse as well too. Like, just the free-spirited person that I am. And so that was quite a unique experience. I completely changed my nursing environment and went into the ICU world. Worked in trauma ICU, neuro ICU, all of the ICUs that you can think of, I worked there. And then that was a different setting for me. You know, you talk about having a holistic nurse and what can you can and cannot do in the ICU, or just you know, in that hospital setting. And it became like a limited thing where it was very challenging to do that, especially in a travel nurse where you're not really an employee, you know, you're not really on committees and hospital committees like you were as a staff nurse. It was quite different. And I was like, man, I kind of miss home. Like, I really missed what I was able to do as a holistic nurse on an integrative wellness department. So again, I thought I knew what I was going to be doing in nursing, and that was I was going to be a nurse practitioner and really go that integrative nurse route. And so I applied to FNP DNP program, got accepted at Duke University, and decided I was going to move back home to North Carolina. In my first year in my FNP DNP program, I got a phone call from my mother, and she said, "Dom, you need to come home. Can you come home?" Which was like an hour away from where they were at the time. And I was like, "Okay, yeah, I'll come home. What's up?" And she goes to tell me, like, she's having a little health problems. This was like on a Tuesday. I lost my mother the following Tuesday with no signs or symptoms. Like, it was so unexpected. And, you know, it tore me up. Like, traumatic experience for me. It was very difficult to balance that, balance school, balance the work environment, and really stay balanced and grounded in what I knew as a holistic nurse: self-care. How do I take care of myself? I thought I knew how to take care of myself, like, as a holistic nurse, but, you know, that was a wake-up call. It was like a reality check. And I realized so quickly, like, I knew nothing. When I did know, I needed to go deeper. So that was a huge awakening. So it, you know, when I got somewhat balanced, and I'll say somewhat because it's still a journey and still a process to go through that work of healing. And so I went back to work. I went back to my old hospital at home, and I couldn't get myself together. Like, my energy was disrupted. I didn't feel comfortable. I was highly anxious. I kept seeing a lot of what I was remembering with my mother, with patient interactions of their unique, health history. So it was a disaster, needless to say, going back to work. And I had to put my foot down and honor my body at one point and say, you know what, Dom, I need to step away. I need to take a leave of absence at school. I need to reevaluate where I'm working, because it became really clear to me that my environmental wellness, along with all the other things, physical, mental, emotional, was out of harmony. But what really, the thing that I could control at that time was my work environment. And so, you know, I had to make a change. And so I left one unit to go to another unit where I knew I would not be constantly reading some of the same things and just like losing it and crying and, you know, just not the best person to, you know, find myself my best at work. And so I was like, I need a change of place. Again, the free-spirited person. I went back to the East or the West Coast, really got involved in, you know, holistic integrative medicine and just consumed myself with homeopaths, naturopaths, and really filled my cup up to help me the way that I knew that I could not help myself. And in addition to what I knew as a holistic nurse, that just uplifted me even the more to find new balance. I spent many times at the beach to really ground myself and find my center. Then, you know, things started to get back on track again. I was like, okay, I can, you know, somewhat live a normal life, which is not normal now, but still, because I'm missing a parent, you know, but she's around me constantly. But at that time, I decided, you know, I'm going to go back to work. I need to, you know, get things moving forward again. And the universe said otherwise. And I became injured with a traumatic brain injury, and trauma revisited my life again. I, again, got so out of whack, could not get it together again. I was so blocked on what I could and couldn't do with my nursing career. I had others telling me what I could not do as well. And I was like, what in the world? Like, I don't know how to bounce back from this. There's been plenty of times where I've been able to bounce back and become resilient through all these hardships. But what was so hard was, like, at this point, like, I really didn't know, like, if I could go back to the bedside. And for some reason, we get so brainwashed to thinking that bedside nursing is the only type of nursing that we should be doing when we come out of nursing school, or that we have to work in the hospital setting. And that was a true wake-up call for me, because I knew that I wanted to be that MP and have my own business and practice, but clearly that was not going to happen the way I thought. You know, like, that was just, there became a hold in my life where I had to just be. And I remember my holistic nurse mentor at one time tell me, "Dom, like, do you know how to just be?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "What are you talking about? What do you mean just be?" She's like, "You know, just do nothing. Just sit in silence." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, you know how hard that is for me. I don't know if I can do that." And my body was telling me, you know, stop doing flip-flop shifts, night and day shifts, you know, like, stop doing that, you know, take some time for yourself. You travel a lot, but, you know, take some time to focus on your sleep and what your body is thriving and needs. So where I am today is I randomly found, after all that time sitting and, like, pondering on what can I do? Oh my gosh, like, got this traumatic brain injury. Like, I still have my nursing knowledge. I still have everything, but I have some physical limitations, you know? So what can I do? And I had two very important people that, as you say, Elizabeth, soul nudge you. I had two people that did that to me post traumatic brain injury event, where I'm still dealing with grieving with my mother and stuff. So, you know, all the stuff, all the trauma. And one of those people told me, "Well, what can you do right now in this moment without needing to go back to grad school?" And, you know, because I know you're the type of person that you'll always be a student. You know, here you are right after your mom passed away. You're thinking about going into naturopathic medicine as a doctor and actually started doing prerequisites to transition out of nursing to better my environment to go that route. That was the reason why, you know, and the fact that I had some knowledge and some new perspective with board certification as a holistic nurse, very much involved with a lot of the things that a naturopathic physician does. So I was like, oh, this aligns with me. This is what I want to do. And then the traumatic brain injury happened and the prerequisites went on a halt. And again, the universe made me just be again. And I got enough courage to find the National Nurses and Business Association. I found it online and was like, wow, why haven't I seen this? Oh my gosh, this is me. These are my people. Like, these are the people that I want to be. Wow, there are nurse entrepreneurs. Wow. I didn't even know that. Like, I knew I wanted to be that MP, but I never put the correlation and the connection to be a nurse entrepreneur at any degree level. And when I went there, I saw the possibilities of that happening. So the one person that soul nudged me to ask me, what can I do right now in this moment without going back to grad school? And when I thought about it, I was like, nurse coaching. Oh my gosh, nurse coaching. And when I became a board certified holistic nurse, that was actually the very first year that they had board certification as holistic or as a nurse coach. This was like 6 or 7 years ago today. And at the time I was like, I don't have a need for that right now. Like, that's not where I am right now. Not yet. I'm going to go for the holistic nursing. And then come full circle to today, you know, like, it's crazy how I thought that, because that's exactly where I am today. And the other person that soul nudged me was, and you might be very familiar with this person, is Leanne Thiemann. I love her books. She is amazing. She's an amazing nurse entrepreneur. And the fact that, again, I'm saying a nurse entrepreneur at any degree level, she is a rock star. She has her LPN license, had no intention of going any further. And she is a rock star. And she is so happy about that and sharing and inspiring nurses. Like, who cares what degree level you are? Get that out of your mind, because you can still be a nurse entrepreneur at any degree level. So when she told me, well, I listened to her story at a National Nurses and Business Association, and she was telling us about her book, Balancing Life in Your War Zones. And I was like, wow, I surely have been through a war zone in my own unique trauma experience, you know, with everything from a lot of things in nursing to losing a parent to having a traumatic brain injury that happened at work. And so, you know, that resonated with me. Her book, what she spoke about, resonated with me. And I was like, after she spoke and we went on break, I need to talk to her. Like, oh my gosh, I need to talk to her, because she just uplifted my spirit so much. And to know that if she could do it, if she could write a book and many books, which, by the way, like, if any of you guys love Chicken Soup for the Soul, she is that person. She writes all of those books. And I love it, because those books, even before I knew I was a nurse, even before I knew I wanted to be a nurse, I was reading those books. And the fact that she writes for nurses with Chicken Book for the Soul, I feel like she's talking to me every single day that I open that book. Because there's so many stories that resonates with me. And speaking of stories, she said to me, Lisbeth, she said, you know, when I heard your story, you literally got kicked in the head and woke up, didn't you? Because that's exactly how I got the traumatic brain injury. I had a patient that kicked me in the head, and I suffered a traumatic brain injury. And I was like, when she said that, I was like, wow, soul nudge. You're so right. Like, you are so right. And then I felt like, literally in hindsight, like, I literally got kicked in the head again when she said that. Like, because I literally woke up when she said that again. I was like, wow. And it was in that moment that I learned that others don't define my path in the midst of all the trauma. You know, it was really a true aha moment in my life that further changed the trajectory of my life, my career, everything that led me to today was a little soul nudge, fire underneath my butt to wake up and realize, like, I have a story to tell. And, you know, no one can dictate that story but me. No one can tell that story but me. And so I'm so grateful for all the nurses that spoke, you know, and told inspiring entrepreneur stories like that, because it helped me get to the place where I am today. And how cool is it that it came from a peer, a colleague, you know, that resonated with our own unique experiences in nursing. Absolutely amazing. So that's how I started my journey, Lizbeth.
Well, there's so many nuggets that obviously people are going to take away. Like you're talking about resonance, right? There's a saying in yoga: when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And so I just want to highlight or pull out a couple pieces of your journey. And I want to acknowledge you for your courage and for your ability to surrender the how. Because when we try to orchestrate what the universe has in store for us, it always takes longer. There's always more suffering than necessary, and it's sure as hell not as much fun.
Oh my gosh! No,
right? But it's like you don't know what you don't know. And also, I my heart goes out to you about your mom. 7 days, just not being able to process that. However, I always am drawn to the silver lining, and isn't it wonderful? So you were with your mom, right?
Yes, I was with my mother the entire time. I didn't shower. I hardly ate. I was at her bedside the entire time. And when I'm so grateful and blessed, because it's healers like you, like me, like my holistic nurse mentor, like my holistic nurse coach mentor, like every single person that has crossed my path by chance has been for a reason. And one of those reasons for my integrative nurse coach or my integrative nurse specialist, holistic nurse mentor, we became really, really close. And the one thing that we had in common was that she spoke French. My family on my dad's side is from Haiti, and she was like family to us. And at one point, she, you know, I called her during that week and was like, can you please come? You know, mom really resonated with her. She really enjoyed her. And she provided the energy that I could not give to my mother at that most vulnerable, intimate moment. She began to do healing. I asked her if she would do healing touch for my mother while I was energy depleted. And we were in the room together, and just, it was a beautiful experience, you know, and I'm so grateful for her. And oh my gosh, like just healing just all up in that space. But yes, like it was difficult to be that daughter and not the nurse, you know? And it was a wake up call for me too, because like I worked in trauma, I worked in ICU, and I also worked on regular telemetry units. No matter where you work, you know, I guarantee there's a lot of nurses out there that have experienced a death on the unit. And for whatever reason, like we get so caught up in, or in me, like, let me speak about me, but you know, I got so caught up in the tasks, you know, all the things that we have to do to prepare the body and the charting and the calling, you know, what we fail to do, you know, and what I failed to do was take that time to process the death of my patient that passed. You know, we just move on to the next patient and go on about our 12-hour shift like nothing ever happened so many times. And I had no choice but to face that when my mom passed. You know, it was a fact that somehow along the ways of nursing, all those years of nursing, like I became really numb to it. You know, it sounds so cold to say, but you know, I just was doing the motions and it affected me in a way where like, wow, like I was not numb to my mom and I had to process that and work through those things and do things to really get myself back to a place of peace and balance and harmony. So controlling my work environment, my environmental wellness was a huge aspect for me when reality hit. And I knew that that affected me more than I knew.
So of course I believe that nothing, not even the slightest little thing like the butterfly floating by your window is an accident. It's all divinely orchestrated in my perspective. And I'm pretty sure your mom planned all of this all along, because had she not died when she died, had she not given you the opportunity to literally step outside of yourself and look down on the way that you were showing up. And of course you do not have time to process. We don't have the resources to barely do the, you know, the task at hand for our patients, much less process or grieve, because there's a saying, you know, what you resist persists. And when we do not allow the feels and the healing and the grief to bubble up to the surface, it stays under the water, just like we talked about the iceberg, right? Mm-hmm. So you're, of course, the outcome could have been a lot different, but what a beautiful gift your mom gave you to see your pattern of how you, it's like you're going along to get along, you're crossing the T's and dotting the I's, right? And then that really prepared you to really surrender when you had your traumatic brain injury.
Yeah.
You were totally in a different energetic frequency space of being courageous and allowing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I wanted to just talk about that. And I also want to talk about, I feel so strongly about this, and I loved this aha that you had. It does not matter what your level of preparation is to become a nurse, as long as you pass the NCLEX exam to become a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes down to what is your belief in yourself and how creative can you be? Because I have nothing against higher education. I have nothing against certifications. However, I do believe that people use alphabet soup as a way to cultivate confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so strongly about something called personal power, which is you're powerful because you believe in yourself and what you have to offer. It's not because you have a PhD or, you know, a doctorate in philosophy. It's because you believe in who you are as a human and what you have to deliver to the earth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%.
And that takes, not everybody has personal power. And it's, like you said, it's a journey, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you had this aha. And I want to talk a little bit about the amazing NNBA, the National Nurses and Business Association. Of course, I'm partial because I am I'm a chapter leader for the Midwest. And I have never been part of an organization that is so transparent in helping other nurses climb the ladder of success. And a lot of industries, it's like, well, we're not going to share the secret sauce with you because then, you know, the competition is fierce. So basically what you're describing is you saw evidence of what's possible for you reflected back to you.
Yes.
And so anyway, if you are a nurse and you do want to know, like, what is this entrepreneur gig all about? I highly encourage you to check out the NNBA. The conference is worth the price of membership. However, it's the relationships and the mentoring and the connections that you make that it should, honestly, it should be a lot higher fee, but that's a whole nother Oprah show. But so I'm so glad that you had that experience.
Phenomenal experience. Oh my gosh. It has, I look back to where, you know, it has all started, and I could just say, if I could summarize it in all, like, one word, gratitude. Gratitude for everything. You know, I believe that all of this was a blessing in disguise. Like, not, I don't take anything for granted. And, you know, I resonate a lot with, you know, how everything has just aligned. People, the experience, my true authentic self, and the things that I value. All of that I've been able to channel and put together into a business. And you're right when you say, like, oh, some people don't tell you the secret sauces to really help you grow and gain the success. But what we fail to remember is that no one else is like us. We are our own unique person, and we have our own unique story. We may all work in the same profession, whether it's, you know, in the hospital setting or an entrepreneur space, as a cannabis nurse, as a holistic nurse, whatever, but we all have our own unique specialty because we are our own unique person. And so when we capitalize and leverage on that, we have endless possibilities to be able to do whatever we want to do.
And let the Alleluia choir say, amen.
Amen. Yes.
Wow. Are you still there? The angels were so intense. I disconnected my headset. Oh my god. Oh my god. I love my angels so much. Okay, so wait, something big was coming up. Just a second. Yeah. Okay, so there's this thing called resonance, right? There's the law of resonance, and we're all energy, so we're all vibrating at a certain frequency. And one of my dear friends and I were just talking about this, is that when you speak your truth, what you know to be true, I love that you call yourself Dom. That's so cute. What you know to be true, when you vocalize that, when you rock your throat chakra, it has a certain resonance that's, it's such a magnet for other people to be reflected back to them. Like, wow, if you're speaking your truth, then that gives me permission to speak my truth. And when we speak our truth, we're really vibrating at such a high frequency that everything is easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right. It's totally infinite possibilities. So the moral of this episode is, if you are struggling, welcome to the human condition. The more that you can just stop and ask the universe, God, source, angels, whomever you believe in, show me what I need to see. Tell me what I need to release. Allow me to receive the lesson that I'm supposed to receive, and let me do it with grace and ease and less suffering and less pain. And it will be delivered to you like a beautiful little gift right in your lap. So you have demonstrated, with a little kicking and screaming, right, how to surrender.
How do I surrender?
No, I said you have really beautifully demonstrated, I said, with a little kicking and screaming, right?
Oh, yes.
how to surrender.
Yes. Oh, you know, my goodness.
Yeah. So I would love to ask you, like, what would you, based on your experience, you've had many, you know, what would you tell, what would the Dom now tell to your, you know, Dom 5 years ago, mm-hmm. that, you know, the wisdom that you have now, what do you wish you would have known?
I wish I would have known how to. Hi, Zena.
I love that the dogs are coming in. Spirit,
I know.
So good. She could feel the vibes.
Mm-hmm. If I had to tell Dom years ago, what I know now is to don't be afraid of who you are and accept all of you. We have so many different egos, and I think that when we resonate with all of them and accept them ourselves, and we know our true authentic self, it's easier to live.
So and, true.
You know, I think that was a hard thing for me was, you know, and that was one of the things that I told Leanne when at NNBA was, you know, like, I feel like some people would look at me differently. Like, who is that girl with the sunglasses? Like, we're inside. Like, what is she doing? Like, you know, and not really get the chance to understand who I am, why I'm wearing, you know, those glasses and understanding my story. But, you know, that limited me from, again, making human connections and fostering with people in the time that I needed everyone the most. You know, that was hard, and I isolated myself. And, you know, understanding that I'm okay with that now, like, who cares? I don't care what people think. You know, to a certain extent I do, but, you know, if I'm living my authentic self, who cares what people think? If I'm being respectable and I'm valuing my own values and beliefs, my core values that no one else is going to change, you know, being respectful and gratitude and honoring my body to listen and become aware and be a walking antenna to listen about what my body needs. I wasn't doing that before. And now, you know, again, creating boundaries for myself to like understand that, yeah, I'm a very energetic being. And like, I sense that, I feel that, and I need to feel it. And I wasn't letting myself feel back then. So I would say to myself, feel, cry, let it out, do whatever it takes, and just feel. Don't become numb.
So good. So don't be afraid of who you are. And yes, we're both the dark and the lights. And the more that we can accept all of ourselves, it's such a better resonance and a better frequency. So, and everything is easier. So what is one tip you'd like to share with people? You know, you have a lot of experience and integrative, holistic, all the things. What is one tip that you would share with people who are on this crazy roller coaster of vulnerability? Don't want to go there. I don't want to like honor all of me. What's one either activity or thought provoking question that you would want to share to sort of open that door a little bit, Dominique?
Mm-hmm. I would say like a tip would be have the freedom to, well, I mean, we're constantly bio dancing in, you know, all aspects of wellness and our healing and our journey. So have the freedom to bio dance with your mind, your body, your spirit, so that you can really align with the creative person that you are and create homeostasis, not only from the inner, but also in the external aspects. So who you are deep down inside, that inner sage, and also externally, how, you know, we're energetic beings. So everything that you interact with and become encountered with in connection with, have the freedom to explore that, you know, so you can seek the change that you desire in life and get out of the suffering.
So good. What was that term you said? Bio dance?
Yes, bio dance.
I love that. Okay, so I'm so grateful that you have the courage to share your story, because I know there are many women well, and maybe men too, resonating with your story. And how can people get in with you, follow you? We'll put all this in the show notes, of course, but just tell people, what kind of work can you do with people and how can they reach you?
Sure. Yeah. So the things that I do, I really work alongside the person. So we co-create things together. I'm not a fixer. You know, I did that a lot in nursing. No more. I don't want to do that anymore. It hardly serviced me anywhere. So, you know, when we can learn to just stop fixing, then we can really grow. So I teach nurses and women and individuals in general, but most of my audience is nurses and women. And I teach people how to take their bodies into their own hands and continue to press on for the positive change that they desire, not only in their personal lives, but also in their professional life. So, okay, if you don't care for education and furthering and certifications, or also continuing your degree, you know, I think mentorships are very, very important. You learn so much. You get to collaborate on unique experiences together and learn science and, you know, learn what works, what doesn't, and grow from each other walking that journey together. So I created mentorships for all who really lost like what we were striving for or doing in our lives because of whatever reason, our personal health challenges, life challenges, transitions, professional burnout, or we're just looking for some new novelty in something. So I teach and facilitate the conduit of holistic nursing, holistic lifestyle, and our human endocannabinoid system so that we can enhance quality of life for nurses and for like any client that comes into Sage Integrative Wellness.
Awesome. So is your stuff a telephonic, over the phone, face to face?
It is in person. It's also telephonic. And it's also video via HIPAA compliancy. So telehealth is a huge thing that's happening. Actually got to experience that in the hospital and how that worked in the ICU setting. So transitioning that into a private practice was super important, you know, understanding that everyone has their own things going on. So how can I be at the utmost flexible for them to meet them where they are, because everyone is in a different level of their life, stage of change in their life. So I meet them at their needs. So everyone has an opportunity to decide how they want to do it. And I just make it happen.
So good. And what's your website?
So everyone can reach me at www.sageintegrativewellness.com. And that is the main website. If anyone is also interested in doing the mentorships, there's another website that you can go directly there and start that journey. And that is at www.coach.sageintegrativewellness.com/mentorship.
So fabulous. And then on the socials, what's your handle, young lady?
Yes. So all of my socials, well, I won't say all, but Twitter is Sage Wellness RN. And then Pinterest, Facebook, and Instagram are at Sage Integrative Wellness. And LinkedIn, you can find me at Fontaine Dominique.
Some sauce. Okay, this has been so fun. So are you planning to, I'm not putting any pressure. I'm just asking a question. Are you planning to pen a book anytime in the next 5 years?
Oh my goodness. You know, I have been writing so much. It's one of the things that I absolutely love doing in my business is writing. And whether that's through emails or blogging, whatever, I really thoroughly enjoy that. So I would have to say yes. Yes.
Woohoo! Yes. Heard it here first, kids.
I've got my dad in the back saying, you know, Dom, you need to write your story, you know, and, you know, just so many people have mentioned that. And when the universe speaks, I have learned, instead of kicking and screaming, to listen. So I'm listening and I'm taking it all in. And yeah, so we shall see.
Dom's path to wellness or something. I'm seeing like the windy road, and yeah, I could see it happening. So this has been such a treat. Again, we'll put all the things in the show notes so people don't have to be scratching for papers and things. Any final comments before we wrap this up with a bow?
Have a divine download.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
All right. Yay. So I want to tailor this divine download to people who have dealt with traumatic experiences or had any kind of obstacles or challenges or like suffering from like doubting yourself, fearful, shameful, whatever. My divine download is actually something that my mother said to me so many times, and it was like in one ear and out the other. And now in hindsight, it's something that, you know, I say every day and set the intention, and it resonates so much now. I'm like, thank you, Mom. So I want to share this from a mom to all the other moms out there and all the women, all the men out there, everyone. This is from my mother as a divine download to you all. And she simply said, make this day the best day you have ever had. It sounds so simple, but to me, in resonating with that and finding what that really means to me now, is make the intention to have the highest good about ourselves and have the courage to basically tap into our inner sage spirit. And so that we can find like our true authentic self and getting comfortable with who we are. So every day is an opportunity for us to intentionally find new meaning and purpose. And I just want to share that with you all to make this day the best day that you've ever had.
That's absolutely brilliant. What was your mom's name?
Her name is Cynthia.
Super shout out to Cynthia. She's hanging out with us obviously right now. So what great wisdom. Make this and every day the best day you've ever had.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. High fives all around, group hugs, all the things. So we're actually going to see each other. It's not Houston. It's in between Houston and Austin at the nurse retreat, right?
Julenburg, Texas.
Whoop, whoop. Okay. So any nurses who like to be spontaneous, they're probably still tickets.
Yes, they are.
I think it's, is it nurseretreat.com?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, check it out. Nurseretreat.com. I'll be there with all the peeps, mo meeps. I'm bringing some of my own magic that Mary's going to let me share, so I can't wait to share all that. And I can't wait to meet you face to face and hear what you have to speak about. So
yes, anybody's interested in learning about cannabis and endocannabinoid therapeutics, if that person's not interested in cannabis, let's talk about other ways of how we can support our endocannabinoid system, because we have a system. Didn't know that at one time, but we do have a system innately from within. So I'll be sharing with you guys about that.
So good. Well, this has been such a treat. So thank you so much, Dominique, for your wisdom, for your vulnerability. So good. And your courage.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. I love, love, love this podcast. Again, it just keeps feeding my soul so much. So thank you for what you do.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thanks for sharing your story. And thank you also to the listeners. This is again, this was something that was downloaded from Spirit that I needed to do. And I'm just having fun. And when people receive benefit, that's just the icing on the cake. So thank you. If this provides you any type of nourishment, inspiration, empowerment, go over to iTunes and leave me a review. That would be amazeballs. And remember, wherever you are, you're completely supported by God, source, universe, all the angels and guides, even and especially in the times when you're not. And when you can start to look for evidence of that, I promise you, your life will be transformed. So until next time, keep taking those baby steps and remember that you're awesome. Peace out. Bye-bye.